most of the trees that once grew on these slopes have gone. Standing here on the heights above Hexworthy, looking down on the village of Huckerby that lies down there in the valley, it's difficult, in fact, almost impossible to see either a rooftop or a chimney. And sitting here in this field, looking back up the slope towards where we've just been, it's impossible again to see the road where we were that twists and turns down here through Hexworthy, down here again to Huckerby. And this is the very reason why this cottage you see behind me in the background was built. This cottage is part of Dartmoor's tradition and it's part of Dartmoor's history. It is probably the last house to be built in one day in the whole of Great Britain. In 1832, there was a man called Tom Satterley who worked in what was then the Saracen's Head as an ostler, looked after the horses, but today it's called the Two Bridges Hotel. He had secretly married some weeks before a lady who was a serving maid in one of the houses around here, in probably a farmhouse, called Sally. They both wanted to get out of this kind of servitude, and it really was in those days. And there was just one faint chance they might do it, if they could build a house in a day. Now, they chose this site here for this attempt for two reasons. The first one I've just mentioned. Nobody coming down that hill could see them hidden down there behind this little hill. And the other reason was there's a little river that runs down the side there, and they would need that, of course, for their water supply. Now, tradition had it that the house had to be started at sunup, and it had to be completed with four walls, a roof, and smoke curling out of the chimney by sundown. And once you had built those four walls, you were not ever allowed to extend them. So obviously you built in as large an area as you could and just as high as you could possibly go with one story, because you could afterwards go on building up higher. And in fact, that cottage you can see now has been extended by the Duchy of Cornwall some years after it was built. And you also had to enclose around your cottage an area large enough to make you self-supporting. And to do this, you had to mark it out again with boulders. And they had to be big boulders because there was a sort of standard height, which I think was about 18 inches, that they had to be. Once you had done this, of course, and you had been accepted, then all the common grazing rights that went with living here on Dartmoor became yours as well. You were, in fact, virtually a farmer. All you had to do then was to buy your stock over the years that came. It's rather wonderful to think of that scene as it must have been here on that midsummer's morning as they crept down here and picked up all the logs that they had hidden away in these bushes, all the thatch that they'd covered over the weeks before so nobody would see them, and started to drag these great granite boulders, when this is what it must have been, a man and a woman, and laying them one on top of the other, and you can still see how uneven they are now at the bottom there, before they join the new bit of pointing. And working, their hands must have been raw, they must have been worn out, and just a few chosen friends who would come down with them. Of course, they chose Midsummer Day for another very good reason. Midsummer's Day was always the traditional ram roasting ceremony that went over in the village of Holm, and everybody went, absolutely everybody, all the children, so there was no little child who could wander down here and say, "Hello, what are you doing then?" and then scamper off home and say, "Hey, they're building a farm down there." So nobody, just Sally and Tom and a few friends who were going to help them build this home. And you can imagine scurrying around here, dragging great boulders, putting them one on top of the other, dry stone, they just had to stay there, balanced, laying the logs across the top, and then finally the thatch that went over and a little hole, lighting the fire as it came, the sun dipping down over the hill there and the smoke beginning to curl up through the top, and they'd done it. And as they were doing it, and as the smoke rose here, and the farmers came back over there on their horses. They saw this smoke, and they were all for riding over there and then and knocking the lot down and throwing them out. There was one farmer who farmed in those days at a farm, Sherberton, and he said, "No, hold on a minute. These are unwritten laws on the moor, and if we break one of them, then everybody else has the right to come and break ours." And those laws, which then went back to the 12th century, but still were unwritten, the laws of common grazing, these kind of laws, they realised that if they destroyed this cottage here at Huckerby, they stood a very great chance of destroying all their own unwritten laws, some of which still survive to this day. And that is really why this little cottage here at Huckerby, which Sally and Tom Satterley built in a day, is a very important part indeed of Dartmoor history. And by the way, if you would like to read more about this story, there is a rather wonderful book, Genesis Down. It's written by Dartmoor writer Vian Smith, and it really does dramatise the story of Tom and Sally Satterley. And I think it would be very well worth your while to get hold of a copy.